यशोदानंदन व्रज जनरंजन यशोदानंदन व्रज जनरंजन यमुना तीरावनचारी यमुना तीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी हरिनाम संकीर्तन की श्रील प्रभुपाद ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः हरे कृष्ण रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 20 टेक्स्ट 7 8 एंड 9 4.20.7.8.9 एक शुद्ध स्वयं ज्योतिर् निर्गुणासो गुणाश्रयः सर्वगुणावृतः साक्षी निरात्मात्मानः आत्मनः परः एक शुद्ध स्वयं ज्योतिर् निर्गुणसो गुणाश्रयः सर्वगो अनावृतः साक्षी निरात्मात्मात्मनः परः एक शुद्ध स्वयं ज्योतिर् निर्गुणसो गुणाश्रयः सर्वगो अनावृतः साक्षी निरात्मात्मात्मनः परः कैन समरी सेट 4.20.7 एक शुद्ध स्वयं ज्योतिर्
एनीवन एल्स
एक वन शुद्ध प्योर स्वयं सेल्फ ज्योति इफलजेंट निर्गुण विदाउट मटेरियल क्वालिफिकेशंस असो दैट गुणाश्रय द रिजर्वायर ऑफ गुड क्वालिटीज सर्वग एबल टू गो एवरीवेयर अनावृत विदाउट बीइंग कवर्ड बाय मैटर साक्षी विटनेस निरात्मा विदाउट अनादर सेल्फ आत्म आत्मनः टू द बॉडी एंड माइंड परः ट्रांसेंडेंटल ट्रांसलेशन एंड प्रपोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद द इंडिविजुअल सोल इज वन प्योर सेल्फ इफलजेंट एंड दो डिवाइड ऑफ मटेरियल क्वालिटीज द रिजर्वायर ऑफ ऑल गुड क्वालिटीज ऑल परवेडिंग नॉट कवर्ड बाय मैटर दैट विटनेस ऑफ ऑल एक्टिविटीज इज कंप्लीटली डिस्टिंक्ट फ्रॉम अदर लिविंग एंटिटीज एंड ट्रांसेंडेंट टू ऑल एम्बॉडीड सोल्स प्रपोर्ट In the previous verse, two significant words are used. Asamsaktah, meaning without attachment, and Buddha, meaning fully cognizant of everything. By full cognizance, it is meant that one should know about its own constitutional position, as well as the position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. According to Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, in this verse, Lord Vishnu is describing himself or the Paramatma. The Paramatma is always distinguished from the embodied soul as well as the material world. Therefore, he has been described as Para. That Para or Supreme Personality of Godhead is Eka, meaning one. The Lord is one, whereas the conditioned souls embodied within the material world exist in many varieties of form. There are demigods, human beings, animals, trees, birds, bees, and so forth. Thus, the living entities are not Eka, but many. As confirmed in the Vedas, Nityo Nityanam Chetanas Chetananam, Kathopanishad 2.2.13. The living entities who are many and who are entangled in this material world are not pure. However, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is pure and detached. Due to being covered by the material body, the living entities are not self-effulgent. But the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Paramatma, is self-effulgent. The living entity is being contaminated by the modes of material nature are called Saguna, whereas Paramatma, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is Nirguna, not being under the influence of the material modes. The living entity is being engaged in the material qualities are Gunashrita, whereas the Supreme Personality of Godhead is Gunashraya. The conditioned soul's vision is covered by material contamination. Therefore, he cannot see the cause of his actions. And he cannot see his past lives. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, not being covered by material body, is the witness of all activities of the living entity. But both of them, the living entity and the Paramatma, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, are Atma or the Spirit. They are one in quality, yet they are different in so many ways. Especially in regard to the six opulences the Supreme Personality of Godhead has in full. Full knowledge means that the Jivatma, the living entity, must know both its position and the supreme position, that is full knowledge. Text 8. Two more texts are there. We'll just recite once. Ya evam santam atmanam atmastam veda purushah नाज्यते प्रकृतिस्थोपि तद्गुणे समयी स्थितः ट्रांसलेशन प्रपोर्ट अल्दो विद इन द मटेरियल नेचर वन हु इज दस सिचुएटेड इन फुल नॉलेज ऑफ द परमात्मा एंड आत्मा इज नेवर अफेक्टेड बाय द मोड्स ऑफ मटेरियल नेचर फॉर ही इज ऑलवेज सिचुएटेड इन माय ट्रांसेंडेंटल लविंग सर्विस प्रपोर्ट When the Supreme Personality of Godhead appears in this material world, he is not affected by the modes of material nature. Similarly, those who are always connected with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, even though they be within the material body or the material world, are not affected by the material qualities. That is explained very nicely in Bhagavad Gita 14.26. Mam chayu avyabhicharena bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samati tetan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. One who is unflinchingly engaged in the devotional service of the Lord surpasses the material qualities and attains Brahman realization. In this connection, Srila Rupa Goswami says that if a person is always engaged in the service of the Lord with his body, words and mind, he is to be considered liberated, although living in the material world. Text 9. Yasvadharmena mam nityam nirashi shraddhaya anvitah bhajate shanakaistasya manorajan prasidati. Translation: the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu, continued. My dear King Prithu, when one situated in his occupational duty engages in my loving service without motive for material gain, he gradually becomes very satisfied within. Purport. This verse is also confirmed by the Vishnu Puran. Occupational duties are known as Varnashram Dharma and apply to the four divisions of material and spiritual life, namely Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudra, and Brahmacharya, Grihastha, Vanaprastha and Sannyas. If one works according to the Varnashram Dharma system and does not desire fruitive results, he gets satisfaction gradually. Discharging one's occupational duty as means of rendering devotional service unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the ultimate goal of life. Bhagavad Gita confirms this as the process of Karma Yoga. In other words, we should act only for the satisfaction and service of the Lord. Otherwise, we will be entangled by the resultant actions. In other words, we should act only for the satisfaction and the service of the Lord. Otherwise, we will be entangled in the resultant actions. Everyone is situated in his occupational duty. But the purpose of material occupations should not be material gain. Rather, everyone should offer the results of his occupational activities. A Brahmana especially should execute his occupational duties not for material gain, but to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudra should work in a similar way. In this material world, everyone is engaged in various professional occupational duties, but the purpose of such activities should be to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Devotional service is very simple and anyone can adopt it. Let one remain what he is. He need only install the deity of the Supreme Lord in his house. The deity may be Radha Krishna or Lakshmi Narayan. There are many other forms of the Lord. In this way, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra can worship the deity with the results of his honest labor. Regardless of one's occupational duty, one should adopt the devotional means of hearing, chanting, remembering, worshipping, offering everything to the Lord and engaging in his service. In this way, one can very easily engage himself in the service of the Lord. When the Lord is pleased with one's service, one's mission in life is fulfilled. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shriyuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namosute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। यंत प्रविश्यम वाची मां प्रसुप्तां संजीवयति अखिल शक्तिधरस्वधाम्ना अन्यां च हस्तचरण श्रवणत्वगादिन प्राणान् नमो भगवते पुरुषाय तुभ्यं। हरे कृष्ण। हरे कृष्ण। सो आई वेलकम एवरी वन टू दिस मॉर्निंग श्रीमद् भागवतम क्लास। आई सीक ब्लेसिंग ऑफ ऑल द डिवोटीज सो दैट आई कैन स्पीक फ्यू वर्ड्स फॉर माय ओन प्यूरिफिकेशन एंड एज अ सर्विस टू ऑल ऑफ यू। हरे कृष्ण। So this chapter begins with the scene that this 19th chapter. This pastime is in these two chapters, 19 and 20th chapter. Atha dikshita raja tu hayameda shatena sa brahma varte manokshetre yatra prachi saraswati. So Maitreya is giving this scene, what was the place the pastime is going to unfold. So the place is Brahmavarta, that is a place where Manu has performed the sacrifices. It's a Manu's place on the banks of the river Saraswati. Atri Muni himself is the priest, and the activities happening is the sacrifice, Yajna. King Prithu is the Yajman, or is the one who is hosting the sacrifice. So the activity is religious, venue is sacred. People involved are sacred, religious people. Right? So in such a setting, we don't expect any quarrel. There is certain expectations from the religious institutions, people, and the society in general. And the quarrel is the last thing what we can expect, or the at least people expect outside. So can you imagine if the people comes and on the gate only if they see two saffron fighting with each other, what will happen? That will the last time they will be coming inside the campus, or they will move back from there only out. Right? So the expectations of a proper behavior, there is certain idea of a proper behavior outside, and that is expected from the religionist to the topmost, you know? So the as soon as this religionist, the moralist, what are the moral standard society thinks, they expect that to be followed to the brim by the religionist. Yeah. A few things come to their mind is the honesty, their idea of honesty, what was said, are they able to perceive that? Relations, right? Cooperation. So these are the few things which they immediately comes in the notices, and they decide based on that. Many times we take the camps to the boys, and at the end we ask what they liked. That is our standard question. And then we ask some commitment. You know, because whole camp is meant for chanting. Right? So how much rounds they are taking up. So that is our test of success of the camp. Right? But they have their own ideas of what is the success of the camp or what they liked and hit the most. And many times we observed that when in the what they shared is that the endeavor which devotees take to take care of them. Once we had taken a camp to the Dehu, and the Dehu is such a cold place, and there is no geyser in the bathrooms and all. And early morning we want to have Mangala Arati, and so the boys have made the big hot pot on the geyser, and they boiled the water, and that water was supplied by the senior boys to the new boys in their rooms. At the end of the camp, so many things happened, but what touched to their hearts is this one thing, that the senior boys toiled very hard so that they can get a hot water early morning at 5 a.m., 4:30 a.m. like that. They got before them, got up ready and took this water to them. So that care, what is a good virtue which can be pursued by the outside also, they need not be a devotee for that. That touched the hearts. That touched heart, that opens up them, and that gives access to the further teachings and commitment. So, this, so the first impression is last impression, many times we see. People decide at the first impression itself whether to continue the relationship or not, the organization. Bhakti Brihat Bhagavat Swami Maharaj says, but when with respect to devotees, we have to be extra careful that the first impression should not become the last impression. Because those are in the process of devotional practicing devotees, they go through the transformation of heart. And they go through drastic change in their character, life and overall consciousness. So actually first impression is actually the least important impression with respect to the devotees. I remember once I was in VTA, and then the Bhakti Shastri was beginning. I didn't know. So somebody said that you are there in the temple for 1 year, do Bhakti Shastri. So I said okay. So I went there, and first lecture, some devotee was giving the class. The class is for 2.5 hours. So I couldn't attend the class. I was not able to hear anything. I was completely blocked. My mind was completely closed. The reason was the devotee was giving the class. Because VTA is the new, first time we are coming into the temple. We don't have any interaction with any of the brahmacharis and all. We know just one or two brahmacharis with whom we interact. So before that, just incident happened that the devotee was there in the kitchen, and he was Sunday cooking or festival cooking, heavily busy and tired, and he was sitting on the chair. And I went to him and asked. I was doing sabji cutting services. I went to him and asked, who is giving Bhagavatam class upstairs? And he said, okay, go and check now, why are you asking me, I'm giving Bhagavatam or what? I felt shocked. I asked the simple question, who is giving Bhagavatam class on this top? You need not to become angry for that or nothing to do with, right? So I didn't know about this, the person and all, but this is the first interaction I had with him. I didn't know name also. Neither name, neither person, face, nothing. But this is the first interaction I had. And the face stuck to my mind. Right? And when I went for the Bhakti Shastri, he was the same speaker giving the class. I couldn't hear. Two-hour class, but I was completely closed, couldn't hear. And I couldn't continue Bhakti Shastri at all, because the one speaker only gives the classes for the one book I look at. First, somehow I managed. Second, I tried to go. I went there, but the third just closed. Within the two sessions, my Bhakti Shastri got over. Because that first impression blocked me. So therefore, within the devotees, now I need to be careful that first impression should not determine my relationship with that devotee. Because that is not true. The devotee is more friendly, compassionate, and he has many good qualities. Right? So within the devotees, we have to be extra careful that the first impression should not become the last impression. So once in the temple out, go near the corridor, the once sincere, I think it was Pune devotee, was chanting, IYF boy, he was chanting very sincerely, attentively. And then the two devotees there, senior saffron devotees, you know? So they had some physical duel, one to one. So this boy got so shocked, he ran away from that place. They were hitting each other. So this boy got so shocked, he ran away from that place. Okay. So what impression he must have about the whole thing. Okay. But actually the two devotees who were fighting, they were very close to each other. There is no problem with them. It was their rasa. So therefore, when we judge devotees based on the impressions, at least initial impressions, we have to be extra careful. Bhakti Bhagavad Sam Maharaj says that, because one may think, how can a devotees be fighting each other and they don't have any problem? Because the relationship is so thick between them, so even there they are a little bit having a rough interaction, but that doesn't harm the neither their devotional service, neither their relationship with each other. But the person who saw it, if he judges, he will get affected. He'll be committing an offense. So His Holiness Bhakti Bharat Bhagavat Swami Maharaj made the point that our process is not about the proper behavior. Our process is about affectionate behavior. It is about affectionate behavior. If the devotees always has to be, when they are with each other, has to be very careful which each word, they have to be very careful what, not a single word go here and there, what the other person will understand, what he will interpret. So much tense in speaking and dealing with the devotees, it means the relationship is lacking. When the relationship is thick, then there is a understanding in spite of words. And even if words are there, here and there, it doesn't make difference. So the activities performed or the behavior exhibited by the devotees when there is affection, so that is proper behavior. The behavior out of affection is the proper behavior. So he was giving them an example. After Damodar Leela, so Krishna became upset and then he didn't wanted to go to Yashoda Maya also. So Nanda Maharaj came. Nanda Maharaj picked the Krishna and he was trying to pacify Krishna. So he said, oh, your mother bound you? Okay, I will go and beat her today. So Maharaj was saying, is this the proper act? Nanda Maharaj is saying, I will go and beat her. So is this proper act? No. But this is an affectionate act. It is out of affection. The relationship is intense. It's deep. So, but we need to be careful when we are with the non-devotees, because they will, that may be their first and last impressions or opportunity they will have. So in the, so tadabhipratya bhagavan karma atishayam atmana shat kartur namam rishi prathur yajna mahotsavam. So this yajna which Prithu Maharaj has started, it is yajna mahotsavam. It was a celebration, but there was one party got affected, that is Indra. Namam rishu, he was not able to tolerate it. Right? Actually Prithu has done nothing to him. Prithvi has nothing, done nothing to him, but there was still he was not tolerating. So the intolerance of others' progress is sign of envy. That's very obvious. So we can see the example of Duryodhan also. Duryodhan gave the Khandopurash to the Pandavas because that was barren land and there was no prosperity there. Khandavas, with the help of Sri Krishna, actually made that land prosperous. Even they have performed the Rajasu Yajna. And the Duryodhan was there to collect all the presentations. Pandavas did nothing. Just by seeing their prosperity, Duryodhan was fuming with envy. And he wanted to do something that their prosperity is snatched. Right? So the intolerance of others' progress is a sign of envy. Right? And this envy appears mostly in our own field of area. We don't become envious of any others. Kirtaniya has the issues with the Kirtaniyas. Preachers have the issues with the preachers. Grahastha has the issues with Grahasthas, Brahmacharya has with the Brahmacharis. Right. So we compare and this envy comes into the when the field is the same, field of activity is the same. During Vidyapit. So this is our family only, so I'm sharing the examples. So during Vidyapit times, so everyone was studying the same thing, hearing classes, studying books, giving exams. So there was one devotee who was always giving so many deeper insights and sharing. I was wondering, ye kahan se aare? Main to pura chapter padha, kuch nahi usme. Right? So from where this is coming? So that time there was no laptops with us. That time we didn't had anyone. Even these smartphones were also, I think, not there. I'm not sure. Yeah, not there. Smartphone was also not there with us. So there was no access to the commentaries and all. It was only the Vishnachak Thakur commentary. The library had one or two copies. They had, that's all. Right? And then the one devotee used to have this copy and they read all the time along with that. And we used to simply read we hear the classes, read the purport. So whenever he used to share, so I should be happy now, something new I learned, something, but it is too, I used to feel pinched. I just feel some bad about it. It's not good, right? So this is clearly the sign of envy. If somebody is doing good, somebody is performing better, somebody has a better facilities, somebody has a better, in any field, whether that is giving us the happiness or it is hurting us. If it is hurting somewhere, if we feel like criticizing it or if we feel like glorifying it. Do we feel like pulling the leg or do we feel that encouraging? So this little stalk of our inner consciousness actually reflect whether there is envy lingering somewhere. Later on I realized, when we got actual access to that Vishnachak Thakur's commentary, so it was not easy to read whole chapter along with the studying commentary, hear classes and prepare for the next day exams. So then I could actually appreciate that devotee, he was able to do all this. And not only that, he was able to remember whatever he has studied and all. Right? When you go through that, then you realize actually that was worthy of appreciation. Right? So, so this intolerance to the other's progress and the excellence, that is a clear-cut sign. This may happen sometimes when we do not want to hear the classes and hear sit in the kirtan of the person. Right? So these are the signs of the, maybe the signs of the envy, may not be the exclusive reasons. So this leads to competition. In the case of Indra and clearly Indra wanted to keep his records. So comparison and competition, these are the manifest activities we can see. The envy is the inside state, but the comparison and the competition, which we can see in the reality happening. So, going through, I said, once the book distribution scores, that is always the competition, transcendental competition, which Prabhupada has also encouraged. But if that competition goes to the such an extent that we want to harm the other person or the harm the cause his score or his progress, then it's leading to the unhealthy competition, which is a sign of envy. He gives an example that two bus parties were going to the same area. So, and they were leaving early morning. दोनों पार्टी दूसरे दिन सुबह 5 बजे निकलने वाले थे. सो वन पर्सन व्हाट ही डिड, ही इन द नाइट ओनली रिमूव्ड द टायर ऑफ दैट व्हीकल ओनली एंड केप्ट असाइड. सो द नेक्स्ट मॉर्निंग द वन पार्टी गॉट इनटू द व्हीकल एंड वेंट, अदर पार्टी रियलाइज देयर इज नो टायर टू द व्हीकल ओनली. So they have to get it, fix it. It took few hours. So meantime, first party went. So this is a sign of actual unhealthy competition is encouraged, but this is the unhealthy level. And this is an indication of the envious mentality. So for what the people compete? For the positions, for the results, for the few good words by the others. Actually, we should be aware of that the president of a beggar's organization is also a beggar, isn't it? So the competition in ISKCON is like that. If you want to get any position, it is already a beggar's organization. Right? And any position you are striving for it, so it is eventually he will be beggar only. Right? So it's worthless. But we give value unnecessarily and compete with each other. So, Sridhar Maharaj, Prabhupada disciple Sridhar Maharaj, so he says, instead of running behind the achievements, so we should not have achievements mentality, we should have the contribution mentality. He said, be yourself and do your contributions. He says, be yourself and do your contributions. So, you need not to be someone or attain some positions or be something in order to start doing contributions. Right? Another line he says, find your place and make progress. He said, find your place in the ISKCON and make progress. Because the progress is not the organizational, progress is within. So we need to develop our relationship with Krishna. Right? So the find your place within the organizations, do your contributions, remain who you are, while situated in such a, in this way, continue doing progress within. So if our focus is not the progress within, then all these other achievements becomes our indicators of progress. So the issue with the Indra was that Indra was the Prithu's sacrifice was excelling even Indra's. It was not just a matter of the count. He was on the nine. He has done the 99th, and this was the 100th tie. It was a tie match, but it was not just the count. Even with respect to the excellence of the sacrifice, it was better than what Indra has performed. Because in this sacrifice, Vishnu has personally had come, along with Lord Shiva, Brahma, and all his associates, all the devotees, Narad Muni, Dattatraya, Kapila, all the sages and all the great devotees has personally appeared. The earth has given all the ingredients. The ocean has given the jewels. And the mountains, he gave the grains. Difficult to understand. No? How can mountain give the grains? So Prabhupada gives very nice insight. Mountains gives the fertilizers which are carried by the rivers. They are deposited into the land, and due to that, land becomes fertile and the abundant grain comes. In this way, the mountains actually give the abundant grains. So the sacrifice was excelling is not only in just numbers, it was actually excelling in the all the other aspects. So this excellence was due to not because of the material arrangement, but because Prithu was atho adokshaja ishasya prithostu paramodayam, because he was blessed by adokshaja Sri Krishna. So the empowerment which we see in any devotee, actually that is because of the blessings of Krishna. Krishna clearly says in Bhagavad Gita that the wherever you see the spark of an opulence, you should understand it is coming from me. So therefore, as soon as you are seeing something good in someone, so immediately you should understand it is actually coming from Krishna, and it is a spark of Krishna, it is sanctioned by Krishna, it is given by Krishna, it is belongs to Krishna. So as soon as we envy that person, or that empowerment which was given by the Krishna, actually we are not envying the person. Actually, this envy is directed to Krishna himself. Actually, this envy is directed to Krishna himself. Alright. So, so many times we, Indra would not have failed. Actually, Indra didn't fail that I am envying Krishna. Because he knew that the Vishnu is the God. He need not to, he is to be saluted, respected. Right. But indirectly, by envying Prithu, he is actually exhibiting his envy to Krishna. Right. Because it was Prithu was actually empowered incarnation of Krishna himself. And then he was exhibiting the excellence given by Krishna, the past sparks given by Krishna. So many times, with disrespect to enemy, disrespect to the respect. So His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj was in one of his addresses to Brahmacharis. He was telling that many times the devotees may disagree with the management opinions. Right. So when that disagreement is there, even the opinions of, that can be opinion of JBCs, right? The decisions and the opinions. So that disagreement, when that disagreement turns into disrespect, it's easily turns into disrespect actually. We don't realize when we start criticizing their decisions, we start criticizing their opinions, we start protesting the actions. So knowingly or unknowingly, actually we start disrespecting the peoples who have made those decisions. And many times the peoples, those who make those decisions are worthy of our respects, and we always want to respect them and honor them. Right. If we directly say, okay, do you disobey or disrespect this person? No, their orders are our, we take their orders as like a life and soul. But when it's come to their decisions and the opinions, knowingly and unknowingly, when we start criticizing, so we end up disrespecting them indirectly. Right. Similarly, when sometimes we have disrespecting the people in authorities, so knowingly and unknowingly, what happens is that they are given that position by the superiors. So it is knowing and unknowing is a disrespect to the person who has given that authority. So in this case, the Indra would not have actually envied the Krishna, but indirectly actually this is the envy he is exhibiting towards Krishna. So moving forward, So after that, the Indra took the horse, ran away, and then the son of Atri saw this. Atri saw this, and then he ordered the son to catch Indra and bring the horse. Kill Indra and bring the horse. He went there, he saw Indra in the dress of a pseudo sannyasi. He desisted from killing. Atri again instructed, you can kill. So the Indra ran away, left the horse, son brought the horse. Like this 2-3 times happened. Seeing this, Prithvi himself wanted to kill the Indra. Atri forbade him. Atri decided to offer the oblations so that Indra can be called and thrown into the sacrifice. Seeing this situation, Brahmaji came inside in the picture. And he forbade the Brahmanas from doing such an act of killing Indra. He said, Indra is one of the part of a body of Krishna, and he actually is the recipient of one of the offerings you made. So Yajna is meant to offer Indra. You are offering Indra into the Yajna. Right. So here the Brahmaji comes and actually forbids, and he starts pacifying Prithu Maharaj only. He said, stop here only. No need to do 100 sacrifice. So Prithu said, you tell Indra, na Indra is the one who is creating a mischief. So you tell Indra, na why are you telling me? So Brahmaji is saying, he's a stubborn. He will not listen. Right. So therefore, he is telling Prithu Maharaj. Right. So the here, Brahma is an authority. Authority is a very heavy word, actually. He is the person, he is the person in leadership position. Now, he has a power. If he wants, he can actually exercise his power to control Indra and bring him to the right behavior, or he punish him. He has that power, but he will not do. Because by doing that, actually what will happen? He will actually lose the trust of Indra. Right? So trust of Indra. So the many times the organizations may be there, the powers may be there, but actually organization has to be run with the love and affection. Because the organization is meant for people. The rules and it should people should be the center of the organization. If the rules take over the people, then actually you will remain the rule and structure, people won't be there. Right? Here he wanted both Indra also and the Prithu also. He wanted the both Prithu also and Indra also. Right. So therefore he gave the shelter to both, to Indra and the Prithu. And that is the primary role of the leadership, that to give shelter. And he has given, Indra was given a shelter by accommodating him, though he has committed a heinous act. And the Prithu was given a shelter by actually giving him opportunity to make a spiritual progress. So, thank you very much for your patient listening. If any question are there, we can take, or we can stop here. जय श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय ग्रंथराशन भागवतम की जय क्वेश्चन डिसरिस्पेक्ट So, in that section, Maharaj said, we can express, but we honor the decisions. There is a way to express. It is not a protest. It is expression. He said, there is a scope for expression, but there is no scope for protest. He said, the protest is a Western term, it's not a Vedic culture. So you can express, but there is no scope for the protest within the organization. That is what it is. Does it make sense? Should I stop here?
Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.